Welcome. You don't need painting experience. You don't even need to know what you feel. This ritual isn't about being an artist. It's about making space for what's real. With breath, with memory, with color and line, you'll bring what's inside to the surface. And what you create will be beautiful. Not because it's perfect, but because it's yours. Trust your hands, trust the process. You are not here to perform, you are here to remember. Before we begin, take a moment. Let the space become a place of intention. Brew yourself a cup of tea, choose something that matches how you feel or how you want to feel. Let the warmth begin to guide you inward. Now, open the art zen drawer. Notice the colors, the textures, the way your hands move across each item. Feel your body stretching, the shift in your posture, the rise and fall of your breath. This first act of preparation isn't about tools. It's about your nervous system learning, I am safe enough to create. Pause here if you'd like more time to prepare before moving on. Place your candle on its plate. Strike a match. Let the flame rise slowly. Now, a drop of essential oil on your wrist. Rub them together. Lift your hands to your nose. Breathe in, gently. Let the scent mark your arrival. Aromas travel straight to the brain's emotional core, faster than thought, faster than words. They signal safety. They awaken memory. Take three deep, unhurried breaths through your nose. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Again, inhale slowly and release. One more time, draw the scent in through your nose and let it go through your nose. This moment is your entire point. Let scent become your signal to begin. Now take your seat. Let your spine rest. Close your eyes softly. There's no need to change anything. Just feel your breath, your chest rising, your body being held. This is where nervous system regulation begins. Not with force, but with the quiet signal, you are safe now. Awareness, even without effort, begins to shift your state. Let each inhale anchor you deeper. Let each exhale soften the space within you. You are not under threat. You are here. Now gently scan your body, from the crown of your head down to your toes. Take 10 slow nasal breaths. Inhale through your nose, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale through your nose, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going, and as you breathe, soften something. Your forehead, your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your seat, your legs. This moment of sensing connects your mind to your body and your emotions to both. When your body is seen, your feelings become safe to feel. Keep breathing. Feel the ground beneath you. Let it hold you. You are grounded. Now, with your eyes still closed, think back to a moment this week that challenged you. A moment that stirred something hard. What colors comes to mind? Let the color arise without needing to explain it. Your body knows. It remembers before your mind does. This is how we gently reprocess pain. By observing it, not resisting it. You're not the emotion, You are the witness. Let color carry what words cannot. Now, recall a moment of joy, a quiet pride, a flicker of peace. Let that memory rise up gently and notice what color lives in that feeling. Color helps memory become tangible, something we can hold, shape, and return to. Holding both joy and challenge together is a mark of resilience. It's how the nervous system learns that contradiction is survivable. Feel both emotions, not as enemies, but as coexisting truths. Now open your paint box, dip your big brush in water, paint a soft rectangle with just water in the center of your page, leaving a dry border around the edge of the paper. Saturate the rectangle with ample water. This is your container. Where there is water, color will flow. Where there isn't, it will stop. Notice how you're holding your brush. Notice your breath. Allow your strokes to be loose. This act of creating boundaries on paper and in mind gives emotion a safe place to move. Feel how balance forms between control and surrender. Now, return to the color that represents your difficult memory. Pick up the smaller brush and wet it in water. Pick up your challenging color with your brush. Dab it gently onto one corner of your wet paper. Watch it move. Notice how it flows, how it settles, how it resists. Let your hand follow your instinct. No need to plan, only to sense. You're not painting a picture. You're letting something be seen. Notice how the color behaves, how it interacts with the paper, where it spreads, where it clings, where it stops. This simple act tells your brain you can feel discomfort without being consumed by it. Let the color soften. Let your breath stay steady. Let your nervous system learn it's okay to stay present, even here. You are the container. You are the witness. You are resilient. Feel free to pause this track and stay with this color as long as you need. Now reach for the color of joy. Dip your brush into it softly and touch it to the opposite corner. Let it bloom. Let it dance toward the other. There's no rush, no goal, just exploration. Let the colors meet or resist. Let them swirl or sit apart. This is the beauty of emotional flexibility. Two feelings side by side, neither one erasing the other. Both allowed to exist. In the brain, this is called integration. In the heart, we know it as wholeness. Let this moment teach you complexity can be beautiful. Joy and pain are not enemies. They're just voices in the same room. Pause if needed, take as long as you need, and allow both colors to tell their story. Now allow your piece to dry. You can use a hair dryer on low, or pick up excess water with the paper towel, or simply wait and observe. Watch the pigment settle. Notice how the water pools, blends, contracts. These quiet transitions are a form of nervous system training as well, reminding the body how to wait without tension. Even in stillness, change happens. Even in waiting, something moves. Let your breath be soft. Let the paper shift. Let your nervous system rest. When your painting is mostly dry, pick up the liner pen. Now begin pattern drawing. Trace the edges of shapes. Follow the contours of your feelings. Repeat patterns or invent your own. Draw what feels right. Curves, lines, dots, words, waves. You're not designing, you are listening, letting your hand echo the feelings that have moved through you. This repetitive motion does something special. It calms the body, it quiets the mind, It helps your brain integrate emotional experience into something whole and understood. There's no wrong mark, only movement. Let your hand speak what your voice cannot. This is flow. This is expression. This is integration. Pause this track to stay in the drawing for as long as you need. Now, set your pen down. Take a step back. Look at your piece. What's changed in you? What do you feel now that you didn't at the start? Where in your body do you notice it? Maybe something left. Maybe something softened. Maybe something arrived. You don't need answers. You only need honesty. Speak it softly to yourself, or write it down in your journal. If you're with others, you may choose to share, to witness, and be witnessed. Science calls this the effect of oxytocin and neuroplasticity, but we know it simply as the feeling of connection. When we give our story form, we create a new emotional blueprint. You are the author now. You've just rewritten a piece of your nervous system. Now, give your piece a name. Let the name reflect the shift you've made, the truth you've touched, the you who is here now. Say it out loud, or write it quietly in the corner. Then, thank yourself. Not for being perfect, but for being present. Let's close together. Inhale deeply through your nose. Exhale slowly through your nose. Again, inhale. And release. One last time. Breathe in presence. Breathe out, release. Now gently extinguish your candle. Let the dimming flame be your final gesture, a soft signal to your system. This moment is complete. You're a little lighter, a little more you, and beautifully, quietly changed.